Sigmund's Column. The beginnings of Warsaw date back to the turn of the 13th and the 14th centuries. Due to its convenient location, mainly rich merchants settled in Old Warsaw on the trade route from the Black Sea to the Baltic Sea. It was a time when the Duchy of Mazovia existed in this area. It was incorporated into the Polish Kingdom just at the beginning of the 16th century. However, in the middle of this century, an important event took place. The Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth was established. Both countries were connected, and this allowed the small trading town Warsaw to become the seat of the Polish-Lithuanian Parliament. Later on, it became the capital of the whole country. Who did it? Who moved the capital from Krakow to Warsaw? Look at the high monument and statue on the top. This is the so-called Sigmund's Column. On the top there is a statue of King Sigmund III Vasa, who in the late 1500s moved Poland's capital here. But did he change the capital, as it is popularly said? In fact, he only made Warsaw the residence city of Polish rulers from his times. Yet it resulted in finally making Warsaw the capital city. What was the reason for that change? More convenient central location. Between Krakow and Vilnius, some say that he wanted to be closer to Sweden, which was his birthplace. He was in fact a son of a Swedish king. The monument was erected in 1644, and it was the first secular statue in the form of a column in modern history. The column survived the beginning of World War II and almost the entire occupation. It collapsed during the Warsaw Uprising, when on the first night of September 1944, it was hit by a German tank gun. The shaft fell apart. King Sigmund's statue returned to Castle Square in 1949. It stood against the ruins of the old town as a symbol of the rebirth of the city.